Avi Maria, come si fa? Perché si deve essere scelto per 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 essere scelto idea that that's maybe considered mechuber and mishamish asur mishamish as a karka and a lot of different things with that. But a lot of times, even more commonly, blood is found in the water in the toilet. So what is the story of blood found in the water in the toilet? And then the next packet is going to be when it's found actually in the urine. What is the story over there? That's a separate discussion. So so what is the story if the dam is found in the water in the toilet? In other words, he sees this dam in the water. So what is that called? Is that called a kesem on something that's mekabel tuma, something's not mekabel tuma? What is the story? So the question at hand is, what is the story with water in the karka? So let's first look at page 16 in Parsha Shmini, where the Torah tells us in Parsha Shmini, "Ach mayin uvar mikma mayim yatar v'nogeh b'divlosam yitmo." So this is the source in Chumash of the concept of a mikvah. That if you have a mayin, that's water from underneath the ground, or you have bor mikveh mayim, meaning you have a hole in the ground and it rained inside the hole. So all those things are types of mikvos. You can write the two types of mikvos. You can have water from underneath the ground, mayin water, and you can have water that comes from the rain. So the key question is, what does it mean, yiyeh tohor? Yiyeh tohor. What will be tohor? So it's unclear. So Rashi in Chumash has two pshatim in what it means, yiyeh tohor. So if you look in Rashi, it says, ach mayin bor mikveh mayim, hamechubar mekarka, ein mekablim tumo. For all Yeshulchalumod, yet Torah Tovel Behem Mitumasa. In other words, the concept that we normally understand what a mikveh is that a person's Tameh, a Nida, whatever, goes into the mikveh, there's Tameh, and they come out Torah. So who Yetor is the person Yetor? The person who's being Tovel Yetor. However, that might not be the only explanation of the yatar. Yatar could also mean that the water of the mikveh yatar. In other words, say a sheretz falls into the water, and a sheretz is metame, and water is mekabel tuma. But if it's a mikveh is immune from kabbalas tuma. The mikveh is immune from kabbalas tuma. So mele yetar means the water of the mikveh yetar. So that's the first pshat. That's ach mayin bor mikveh mayim mechubar mekarka ein mekablim tuma. That's the first pshat in Rashi. The second pshat is oje yesh lechalum od yetar hatovel behem mitumaso, that the person is tar. And we assume the halacha both pshatim are true, that the water won't be mekabel tuma and the person will become tar. And those are the two pshatim. So the fact that the person is tar, that's the whole concept of going to a mikveh. But the question of the water is tar, So what is that relevant for? I mean, it was mine that they were Osekin Ketumah V'Tahara, so it was very relevant because you had to know what's Tameh, what's Tohar. But the question is, Yeh Tohar maybe is also relevant for the concept of Ksamim. Because just like we said that Kesem is found on a Dover, She'enu Mekabel Tumah is not Metameh. So Kesem is found on the Karka is not Metameh. So the Mayim Shebekarka is a mikveh, so it's not mekabel tumah. Then there won't be a new kesem. But the question is, well, how often does that happen that a woman is bleeding into the mikveh? However, we're going to see that maybe there's a concept of a mini mikveh. A mikveh, there's a pool of water that maybe is considered a mikveh for kalim tameim. I'm not talking about kalim that you buy from a guy. Kalim you buy from a guy that's, as Shach always points out, the Gemara says that requires a regular mikveh that a woman goes to. But kalim tameim, maybe all it needs is a revius to be a mikveh. And then maybe one could say that the mikveh, that the toilet water is like a mini mikveh, and memela, it won't become tameh, and memela, if there'll be water in it, it'll be considered a kesem on Dover Sheinu Mekabel Tumah. But that's going to be the discussion.
First thing, after the toilet bowl, not be sure. Was it more lasting?
No. No.
Not sure. And toilet water.
Wait, it has a receptacle or
oh yeah, that
doesn't?
No.
No. It has an opening in
It
the bottom.
doesn't bother the open.
Huh?
It doesn't bother the open.
Okay, so let's see. So we have to see.
Second question. Why would it matter that water itself in what ways would the water itself become being started to the tummy? Why would that matter? Not sure if someone's gonna pick for and the water's always gonna be in the mikvah. And if someone would take the water out of the mikvah, now no longer is it considered a mikvah, and now it's gonna be mikvah. So when the water's still in the mikvah, it's a matter of stopping. Don't let that
it's not yet tar.
And if it's not Mekabel Tumah, why do I care whether it's Mekabel Tumah or not?
Because you can touch the water. Say it's Mekabel Tumah, you can touch the water. So, you know, you're just touching, your hand is just in the mikvah, say. Right? That's not being in the mikvah.
Or it could be a tumah that the mikvah doesn't get rid of, like the must pass.
Right? So there is the first Mishnah in Masechta Mikvos talks about the concept of what's called megaboyim. That's the first Mishnah, page 17, and the second line, megaboyim. And that is a puddle of water. So let's see how that works. What is megaboyim? What is that idea? So if you take a look on in the Rambam on page 18. Maim shebekalim. You got it? Perek Tezvav, Halacha Aleph, page 18. Maim Shebekalim, Mistamim, Bein L'Ratzon, Bein Shelo L'Ratzon. So Maim Shebekalim means water in a receptacle. Mistamim, it can become Tamei. Bein L'Ratzon, whether the tumor was there willfully or not willfully, it's mekabel tumah. Right? Aval mayim should be karkos. But say you have mayim in the karka, like a puddle in the street. Mayim should be karka. Kugam may boros, shichin, moros, umega boim. She'ein bahem arboim saw. So if there's no arboim saw, Ein mitamim elo l'rotza. Ein mitamim elo. So what does that mean? Kate said, "Ma'im shebakarka she'ein behem arboim saw." If you have ma'im shebakarka that doesn't have arboim saw, like a puddle, right? Puddle doesn't have arboim saw, but it's ma'im shebakarka. Bein shehayu she'uvim, bein she'ein she'uvim. Whether it's ma'im she'uvim or not, she'nofel l'socham. Hamesa shalach behem atame hareil torim. So if davar tame falls in, it's tahar. So he's telling you this. This halacha that's considered like a mikvah. It's like a mini mikvah. Even if it's shuvim. And therefore it is so he says so that's his lashon. Ma'im shebekarka she'ein behem arboim saw. Bein shehayu she'uvim, bein she'einim she'uvim, she'nofel l'sochon ha'meis, or she'holach behem ha'tamei. Ha'tamei was walking in the water. Hare'eilu tohorim. Hare'eilu tohorim. And what's the idea? Because it's a mini mikvah. At least midaraisa, it's good. If you have, again, not kalim from the goy, but kalim tameim, like a vase, you have a needle that became tame. So you want to be told of. So that's the. So it's not mekabel tumah. So this is going to be. So that's what the Rambam says. But so that is the Rambam. That it's considered like a mini mikvah. And therefore, it's not going to be mekabel tumah. However, but then the Rambam continues. Shosa behem ator achas shenitbu b'karka shomile behem b'kli tar nitma hashosa v'nitma kli she b'roshon b'rotzon shosa omile. But what if you metame it? Somebody drank, was sipping from this water. See, the first case was there was no kavana. The second case is shasu behem adam tamei, that adam tamei wanted to sip from the water. Or shemila behem kli tamei, or you have a kli tamei and you purposely put it. Or shenoflu socha mashkim tameim beratzon, or elu tameim afal pi shehein bekarka. So the Rambam says, so they're tamei even bekarka, because you touched it beratzon. So the first case was what nafal was socher hames. Oh, sure. What about halach behemat tamei?
Could go either way. You may not know it's there.
Yeah. So you didn't have. Yeah. In other words, you weren't. You were interested in walking. You're not interested in dafka touching the water. Whereas if you want to sip, so then you actually have kavana to touch the water because you want to sip it up, or you want to take water in a bucket. And so there you had. So the Rambam Shita, even though it started off, says that Maim Shabakaka can be Makabal Toma if it was touched Laratza. That's the Rambam Shita. The Rash in the Mishnayos and Mikvos disagrees. And he says, no, even if it's Baratzon, it's not Mekabel Tum. So what's the Pshat here? So he says, no. Take a look on page 17. So he says here, so the Rash explains, Ein megabim mitamim ad she yitl shu kidektani. So the Chashin will also tipa. In other words, he says, no, if you're just sipping from the thing, it's not going to be mekabel tumah, even though it was baratza. But when you're sipping, what's going to happen? We're afraid that some of the water is going to be removed from this little puddle when you're sipping up. And it's going to touch you, and then some will maybe drop down again. So therefore, it'll become tamei, not because you touched it beratzon. And a mikvah, even a mikvah of a revis, midaraisa, then they were mavatal that did. But midaraisa, a mikvah of revis is good if you have tamei forks and tamei needles that you can just put in a revis. Obviously, a tamei person is not going to work for a tamei person. But midaraisa, for mikvah for kalim, again, not kalim that you buy from the akum. Kalim should buy from the akum, these are by himself like a woman. But it's kalim. We don't have this concept of kalim tumeim today because we don't care about tumah v'tahara today. So the Rash's opinion is what? What is the Rash's opinion?
It's not conceptual, it's just practical.
Something. In other words, if you just say touch something, Baratzon, your tummy, you know you're touching a baratzon, it's not mekabel tumah. But if you are sipping, so some of the sip might not be pulled away from the puddle, and then not everyone thing is going to end up in your mouth, and then some might trip back down. So then that tipa is going to be tummy and could be metamei the water there. But according to the Rambam, whenever you touch something, beratzon, even a mikvah of revis, if it's touched beratzon, is going to be mekabel tumah. So the idea that it's not mekabel tumah is only if it's not beratzon. It's like something fell in by itself, but it wasn't with kavana. So it comes out, but if So according to Rambam, a mikvah of a revius can be mekabel tumah if it was meratzon, and according to the Rash, it cannot be mekabel tumah. The only reason is tumah in the case of the megabayim in the Mishnah is where one person sipped that he was tameh, and then the next guy is going to come after him. So the first guy sipped. It's not because he was metameh the mikvah because he touched the baratzah, but he was ma'akir. He caused some of the water from the puddle to be separated from the puddle, and now it's no longer part of the mikvah, and it'll be mekabel tumah then, and then fall back in. But in a chanami, if it wasn't nekar, so you just put your tummy person, dafkan one of the kavana, put his hands there, then the mikvah will remain, the mikvah or revius will remain tahor. So Rav Yechezkel, do you want to say something?
Water is metame the other water. Water that comes from his mouth is metame the rest of the puddle.
Yeah.
Because it's not metame so much. That was metame the
puddle. Oh, no, so... It could be something like it's matame, and it's that's gonna, if you're gonna put your hand in there, you might come into that to touch that part, that tipa. So this is the famous machlokas Rambam in the Rash, whether a mikvah of revius shebekarka is mekabel tumah or not, because according to Rambam it is. If you did it baratzon, it is, and according to the Rash, it is not. So how is this relevant? So Rav Yechezkel Roth was one of the big poskim. Unfortunately, he was nifter a couple of years ago. He was a big guy in Brooklyn. He was one of the biggest poskim of the generation. So he wrote a kuntras called Lechem Oni. So on page 37. Yeah, page 37. And in this kuntras, he wrote on three topics in this kuntras: Erevin, Nida, and Yevamos. Erevin, he wrote about Skiris Rishus. Nida, he wrote about this topic of Kesem in the water. And Yevamos, I think he wrote about Heter Agudas for 9/11. And that was the three things he wrote about. So he says that this machlokes between the Rash and the Rambam is going to be relevant for Ksamim. Because if you hold like the Rambam, if she finds a Kesem in the toilet bowl, so the toilet bowl, according to Rambam, is a Dover HaMekabel Tumah. I'm talking about the water in the toilet bowl. The seat we already spoke about last time, the Biud and everything like that. But according to the Rash, it's not. So he says, so therefore, it comes out that you have a machlokes between the Rambam and the Rash, whether water in the toilet bowl is considered davar mekabel tumah or not. So take a look here on page 40. Shuvra Isi on page 40, on the left side where it has Os Yud there. He says, Shuvra Isi, Dav the name of the Safli Shalbotek, he saw us, the Mizmanenu, the Donim, Kedin Dovashenu Mekabel Tumah. There was Bukhoritz, the Safli, the seat, is considered Enu Mekabel Tumah. Why? Because Asuyim Mitchil Shameshim Akarka, right? And the source of that is that Mishnah in Kalim that the Noda Behuda quoted last time. Mikomokam Hamayim Shebesocham, but in terms of the water in the toilet bowl, after Munochim Bekarka, Mikomokam Lefidas Haram Mabzal, Shekosud Beresh Perk Ezvav, Mihokas Tumas Ochlin, of Hamayim Shebekarkosk, on Mebor Shechin, Maros, Megaboim, Shemahem, Marboim, so. Ein mitamim el ratzon, ein mitamim el ratzon. Re'af ma'im sheim unochem b'karkim, ein b'ratzon b'kabel tumah. So even Mayim Shemakaka, if it's the Ratzon, is Mekabel Tuma V'chein Rashi B'Psachim. Before this few late, the Rabbanu Kol Kol Mekabel Tuma Aper Vis. Mekena Mayim Shemetoch Pesachisei Adai Mekabel Tuma Mekri Mekena Sheish Ofer Sheroi Lekabel Tuma. Mele Mekabel Gam Kem Tumas Ksamim V'din Ksamim Menochem Al Dover Mekabel Tuma. According to the Rambam, it's Mekabel Tuma. The Mayim Shemakak is Mekabel Tuma. So then what? Then there's a din of Ksam. Next page. Ha'umlam. Page 41. Beshita ha'lazu demayim ha'muchubar Mekabel Tuma lav kul yalma ha'chigmirilu de medivri harash v'harash the Rash and that Mishnah v'chein haram v'resh mikvos l'inim megaba so it comes out that this Shiloh, whether the water is Mekabel Tuma, is a machlokas, the Rambam of the Rash.
Mayim
Gabbai
is literally collected water.
Yeah, it's collected water that's not a Arbaim Saw. It's like rainwater, like a puddle.
What about if it were Arbaim Saws?
If it was Arbaim Saw, you see, what happened was, Revius is good mikvah midaraisa for Kalim Tmeim, but then Chachamim were mavatal that did. And they said, no, you know, it's not good enough. So the question is, but midaraisa, it's still a mikvah for that. So the Rambam says, so the question is what's the status of this water? So the Rash says, it's still not Mekabel Tuma, it's still chalos mikvah midaraisa, even if you did it beratzel. The only time it's Mekabel Tuma is if something got detached. And the Rambam says no. The Rambam says that it is Mekabel Tuma. Mikvah Reis is Mekabel Tuma if it's Baratzel. Is that because they were maybe. Okay, so that's what he says. So this should be taller than that machlokes. Oh, but then he says another point, and that's a future shiur we're going to see. You see, there is going to be a very big machlokes. You see, if there's two ways, sometimes there could be water that dam that came out of the woman and went into the toilet. But then there could be water that came out of the woman together with the urine. Now, which is more chomer? When it comes out with urine or it comes out without urine? Oh. Well, without why?
It could become a kind of urine from the blood.
Right. In other words, right, exactly. So what Jude is saying is if you have water that comes out with the urine, so the simple shot is that it shouldn't be, it's not that neither, because it's coming out with the urine is coming from the urinary tract, and that has nothing to do with the uterus or anything like that. So it's probably, if it came down together with the urine, it's probably not that neither, probably damaka. So the big machloikis, one second. So the details, Bez Hashem, we'll do hopefully in the next year. But the Rambam sheet, the way the Rambam paskins based on the Machlokas Tanoim, is that any dam in the urine is tahar. She urinates and there's blood in the urine. She doesn't have to worry about that blood. I mean, she has to be worried about it to go to the doctor and get medication for it, but not in terms of hilchos neither. And other Rishonim disagree. And there are a lot of details that we have to flush out. But other Rishonim say, no, it could still be Damnita. Awesome. So Rav Yecheskel Roth said beautifully, he said, Mamanav Shach, there should be no problem. Because who's the... First, we start off with Machlokas of the Rambam and the Rash about water, whether the mikvah of a ravis is, I guess, maybe after they were vatal, that there doesn't have a mikvah of midrabban anymore. So, but do we still say, well, it's mikvah derais, it's not mikvah tumma? Or do we say, it is mikvah tumma if you have kavana, right? So, who's the one who says it's a problem? That the Mayim Shibkaki is Mekabel Tumah, or if it's only Ravis, what? The Rambam. But he's also the one, but when is it going to usually be a problem together with the urine? But the Rambam sheet is that that's Damaka anyway. So Mamshach, it works. Otherwise, the whole problem is...
Right.
No, there's two different issues in the Hanami. But it's not totally Zebuzet in the Hanami. But he's saying that if you're following the Shita's Rambam, so then you don't have to worry, because the Rambam anywhere holds it's Damaka. So look what he says. He says on page 42, "Okay, Yesha Dai Mokum Lachil, I'll leave it to call a poskim. Tavda Rambam make me kabel tum luchar mikol mokum ludei gam damanitzam eragaim torim fil b'ksamim chalofik." Hein l'divrei Rosh, no post can be attributed to after choshul l'divrei Rosh. In other words, he's saying that according to every Rishon, it'll work out. You're right, in a Hanami, you're right that you could say be machmir in this sheet for that and that sheet for that, and you're right, Judah, that they're not Chabah Hatalia, but that was he's saying is a chidud. That according to the Rambam, it's going to be a problem because it's Mekabel Tumah. But according to the Rambam, anyway, it's not Dam Nida. And according to the other Shita, that it is Dam Nida. But that, according to the Rash, but according to the other Shita, it's also not Mekabel Tumah. So Rav Yecheskel Roth was Mekel on. When there's dam in the toilet bowl, so if it's it has a dinkesim, meaning it's not, it's either less than a gris or a little bit more than a gris, still a dinkesim. As I heard from Rav Yankel Bergstein, the Talmud of Rav Yecheskel Roth, so it's still so mainly you can be so mech, it's a din derabanan, you could be so mech on the other sheet that's not mekabel tumah. Because we're working with Dinim Derabanan. But once it becomes, what Rabbi Tesla Roth was saying is once it becomes, if it's going to be less than a nickel's worth, and so then it's, even if it's Mekabel Tumah, you won't have a problem. If the blood is less than a nickel's worth, a little bit of blood in the thing. A little bit of blood in the thing. But if it's what? But if it's, if it's more than a nickel, so then if you hold like the what? The Rash Hashita, you're also okay. Because what? It's not Mekabel Tumah, because it's Mayim Shebekarka. Right? But if it's a lot of blood, like the whole toilet is full with blood, so that's more than a gris, so then it's a Shaila, then it's a Daraisa, and then it's a problem. Unless it comes in the urine, and then that's going to be a whole discussion. How should we paskin and dam in the urine? Should we paskin like the Rambam, or should we paskin like other Rishonim?
How would you know? Sometimes you would, sometimes you would.
Wow.
You see the blood in the toilet bowl afterwards, you wouldn't necessarily know.
Right. I mean, if she were, but if she's, well, she's, she saw that she's urinating, yeah, she saw yeah, this dog coming out with the urine.
Right. Yeah, but if she didn't.
If she didn't, no. then you would know.
What but, say?
But most probably, if she just urinated and there's blood there, most probably came with the urine because she just urinated.
Can you rely on that?
I mean, it's mistamer, no? If a woman urinates, she knows she urinated.
Right.
And now she looks in the bowl, and lo and behold, there's urine and blood. Most probably that blood came.
And we can rely on that. That was a chazaka.
It's mistamer. That. Right? So we're going to have to see this. And this was the original tshuva that was written on this topic. The Mechitz Yitzchak has a tshuva in the Sefer Vayan Yosef, at page 19. That's the Puparov. He wrote one of the first tshuvas on this topic. Dam hanimtza page 9. Dam hanimtza b'mayim shebebe sakise. Acha shayosh v'shom ha'isha. Im nechshav l'dov v'sheinu mechabal tumah. So he works with that. So he writes on page 19, V'nei b'reish maseches mikvaos b'din megaboim. Lamadu the Maim Shabakaka ain't Makablam Tuma. Raf Acher Shinitlashu ain't Makablam Tuma. El came next to the Talish and the High Time Shinoflu took a Maim to Maim and Offal Shab Kika Shokshuma. So it's going to be Tame. After Maim Shalom Nut, the Maim Shalom Shinitlashu Mirkagamiata, Minon Didon Kfiha Sharam Maim Halo, Nekru, the Nitlashu Mimokar, Kiburm, Minar O Minayam. So he says, and see, the question is, this water that ends up in the toilet, so if you say Yesh Breira, it means that it was, Rabbi Willigos likes to say Yesh Breira means retroactive determination, that it was Lumafreya, that water was, that was Nitlshu, because it was, ended up in the Beis Kisei. So Yesh Breira that it was supposed to be Mechuber. If something was taken out of the water with Kavana to use it not in the water anymore, so then maybe that's, it's not considered my trip kak anymore, even if it ends up in the kak. Okay, but that was his, he considered the Mayim Shabakaka, and that's the story. And that's what the and there are other shooters as well. And the Chnei Boisim argues with him, because he says that maybe you don't say Breira over here. Because he's saying the water was in the karka, but then it was taken out of the karka into the pipes and then back in the karka. So maybe once it was nitlash, it's not considered Mayim Shabakaka anymore.
Then you'd be
back. Yeah, because once it was Nitlash, In other words, it rains and it's in the puddle. Oh, yeah. But here, the water that we get in the toilets was first, say, in the reservoir, but then it was pumped up through the pipes, now back into your toilet. So the question is, so we say Hoover and Lamafreya, that therefore it was considered like it was never Nidlash? Or you don't say such a thing. So that was the Knei Bosom says, you don't say such a thing. Because, let's see if I can find the line where he argues. He said, you don't say such a thing. The Puparov says, you say, even if it was Nidlash, but now it ended up in the Kaka. So Hoover of the Mafreya, that it was always Nidlash only to be in the Kaka, so that's not called Nidlash.
Well, why is the
interest in Nidlash? No, according to everybody, once it was Nidlash,
then
it won't have a din of Megabon. I think I can find this line. Yeah. If you look on page 27. The Pole Medina Oskim Asifa Zakir Samayim in Mokum Chiburum Daitam Shu Hamayim Mukunonim Mukholtzokhaim. Because the people in the water department want everyone to have water for all their needs. Some needs are going to be betolish, like you're going to wash the dishes, and some needs are going to be mechuber in the toilet. Komokarim Shasa Sifa Zakir Samayim Akadi Ena Dorabor Shem Shadrum Mayim Elukol Iker Litzarch Mechuber. Right, who says Efshar Shas Asiyos Garzim Malkam Chibur Mohiyum Obnim Rachel Tzorach Dover Tolosh? In other words, we don't know for sure that any given water is going to be for both, or that Hulav Lefreya what it is. So maybe it was all for Tolosh. Shafal Pish Nim Shtam Shum Ben Mechakech Tzorach Dover Mekuber Mashach Bo Hoover Lemekar Lachio Yom Dom. The Chen Tzol Hoi Yadover Mukhuk Miyam Shas Akirosim. You see, if you have some water, you okay the water, and then some water gets to the toilet, and some water gets into your kitchen sink. So we say, Hoover Lemafreya, that the one that got to my toilet was always omed to be for the toilet. But any given water, you don't know. Maybe all the water in this particular reservoir is going to end up in people's kitchen sinks. So you only say Hoover Lemafreya if we know that some water is going to be in the kitchen sink, some water is going to be here, and then whatever water ends up in the toilet, we say it was always meant to be in the toilet. But any given water, you don't know necessarily, maybe this all water is going to be in the kitchen sinks. So maybe, you know, those bravers only when you know for sure some are going to be this and something like that. So do I have a right to assume that the water ends up in my toilet is going to be, was omid the kach? But when it comes to the water in the city, you don't have for sure any given water that it's going to for sure end up in both, and therefore it's over what it was meant to be. So maybe that's so. If it's nitlash, maybe you don't have a concept of brayer, because brayer is only when you have one big batch, and for sure some is going to be here, for sure something there, and we don't know which is which. So we say that what ended up there is what was meant to be. But that's only if you know for sure that both that there's a taruvus in this particular water. But the way the water goes in the reservoir system is there's no given that all this water is going to be part for this and part for that. So the Knei Bosom says, so the Puparov says no. The water that all the water was is nitlash, right? Eventually, It comes out of the reservoir, goes into the pipes, and it was all nitlash. And then the question is, unless you say that it really wasn't nitlash, because all the things are considered like kaka, maybe you can say that also. But then, but he's saying that it was all nitlash, but you don't say breira because you don't know for sure that it's a taruvus of mechuber, not mechuber in any given water. And the Puparov said, no, you say it's Uvar Lamafreya. Maybe you could argue and say that this is not Nidlash at all, because maybe everything, when it's Nidlash, it's all going through pipes that are considered Nasim Shamish and Makaka or something like that. So maybe it's not even considered Nidlash. Maybe you could say it like that. So that's it. I had a shayla yesterday. Maybe I'll share it with you. See what you say. So this is a fundamental machlokes. So the Knei Bosim doesn't like. Knei Bosim is Rav Meir Bransdorfer. I met him once. I met him. I waited on the line to show him my lulav, even though I didn't really have a shayla on my lulav, but I just wanted to see what he looked like. So I waited on the line. Meir Sharam, show him my lulav. Said it was kosher. But I did that once with Rabbi Cheskel Roth. I really didn't have so much of a shiloh with my lulav. I just wanted to see him. So I waited on the lulav line. And he took a pass of my lulav. I don't know if he really meant it was possible. It's like, whatever. But once he said it, I wasn't going to use it. You know? Once he asked it's like once you test positive for COVID, so you feel weird, even if you know it's not such a big deal. You know what I mean? Once he gave the, you know what I mean? So a woman, she was spotting a little bit. So she said she felt something coming out, but it was a mucus with some blood in it. Mucus and some blood. So she felt that there was mucus coming out. So according to Rav Moshe Shita, that hargasha could be even when you're feeling coming out of the body, would this be a hargasha? Or do we say no? She didn't feel the blood coming out necessarily. She felt that it was like a thick mucusy thing coming out. And therefore, it should still be kesef, with only hargasha. Yeah, you have the question. In other words, do we say we have to be machmir in har, that it's... Yeah, not so much. So the way she made sound is that it was, you know, the thickness of the mucus is what she felt. Yeah, Benachem?
Isn't that a shayla of whether it's Rav Bishvil Feres, whether or not that heta, that din of Rav Bishvil Feres is the same as not having a hargasha or not? That if Rav Bishvil Feres is a different din, so you could say, I think some right, that the blood wasn't a re'iyah because it was encased in the mucus.
Yeah, right. I don't know if it's mamish encased, that's the thing. You know, when you have a mucus, the blood can be out, you know, the blood can be in different places, so it's not as clearly defined.
Right, the Sidre Tar quotes from, I think, his Rebbe, the Shev Yaakov, who wanted to say that it should be Tahar, I think, like, for that reason, but he argues, I think.
Yeah, so I thought we could be making on that, because it wasn't the hargasha of the blood, it was the hargasha of the mucus. And the mucus is not damnida. You have to have the hargasha of the damnida. So that was an interesting shayla. Because she did feel something, but she might have felt the wrong thing. Okay, so today was a fundamental. Well, maybe we'll see a little bit more. There's a tshuva in the Michas Yitzchak, but so in general, in other words, today's topic of blood in the toilet. So if it's less than a nickel, so the worst case scenario, it would be a kesem tochas mikiris, would be okay. If it's more than a gris, so then that's this machlokas. And then there's, you know, you can rely on Rav Yecheskel Roth and Rav Poparov that it's okay. But once it's a reboy, so then it can be a problem. But then we have to discuss the next discussion of what do we paskin like if it was in the urine. If it was not in the urine, then we have no heter once it becomes so big. But if it was in the urine, so then that's a myla that was in the urine. It's a kulam. Because, like Judah said, that shows that it was coming together with the urine, which is from the different place of the body. This is from the urinary tract. This is not that could be. So as Rav Abadi always asked, whenever we had the Shiloh of Mayim and the Rei Ragayim, he would ask, is Sfardi or Ashkenazi? Because the Mechaber is going to pass in like the Rambam, the Dam in the urine is Mutter. So he says, it's Sfardi, so there'd be no problem. Ashkenazi, then that's the other sheet that we have to see, and that's going to be a little more of a problem. Okay, then this whole machlokas, the Rambam and the Rash, but make up oyim and the whole thing. But this comes up a lot. But the last part of this discussion, we'll see a little bit in this packet, a little bit in the next packet, is the dam hashtana. If it wasn't hashtana, then we have the regular all the rules that we've mentioned today. Is the water being become tumah? It's not. So I told you, if it's less than a gris, you're okay. Even if it's a gris, you can be so make on the sheet that it's not makabel tumah. Like the rash, but if it's a lot, so then the only thing left is machlokas the Rambam and the others. What's the story about dam in the hashtana? And so that's the next year, basically. But this is a common shaila, comes up a lot. Okay, very good. So we continue as a shem.